Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And, of course, that's Mountain Standard Time. What do we have here? Minus 5 degrees is our current temperature, and the wind is out of the south-southeast at 2 kilometers an hour. Barometric pressure, 101.9 kilopascals and rising, and the humidity, 77%. We're supposedly supposed to have a 60% chance of a flurries today, and a high of minus 4, so I guess this is pretty much it. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of minus 8. Wednesday, sunny, high of minus 7. Thursday, sunny, high of minus 7. Friday, mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 6. All right, we got some great music lined up here this morning. Hope you're anxious for it. First one off the blocks, House of the Rising Sun by the Animals, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Taylor. walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Classics there, leading things off with the Animals, House of the Rising Sun. The Kinks, You Really Got Me, and Roy Orbison, Oh Pretty Woman. 7:46, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. We're broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, where it's a little crisp this morning, minus 5 degrees, but not too darn bad. And what's happening here? 9:45, it's time for a little bit of Canadian history for you. Very first story is, everybody's whining about how cold it is. Well, listen to this. 1947 in Snag, Yukon, thermometers register minus 64 degrees C or minus 83 Fahrenheit. The lowest temperature recorded in Canada, likely the lowest temperature on record in North America. 1916 out of Ottawa, fire destroys the center block of the Parliament buildings, killing 7. The Gothic Parliamentary Library is saved by a quick-thinking clerk who closes the iron doors. The tragedy is widely blamed on German wartime saboteurs. The building containing the Commons and the Senate will be rebuilt in the Gothic Revival style and completed in 1920. Anything else? Says here it's Stompin' Tom's birthday today, but I did a little more research on it too and found it's next week is possibly his birthday, so I just will leave it at that until I can find out for sure. Anything else? I'm thinking not. So, best thing to do is play some tunes. Yeah. Day Tripper by the Beatles, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Mm-hmm. tuned for more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, Heart Full of Soul there, another bunch of big classics on that little segment. We had, Heart Full of Soul by the Yardbirds, Who I Can't Explain, Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. We started things off with the Beatles there, Day Tripper. All right, I see we're sitting at 7:59 minus 5 degrees here in the Crescent Valley, going up to minus 4. And let's see. Oh, right, the news crew just popped in. We're going to give them 4 minutes and 30 seconds to give us a little update. And then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more classic tunes for you. Take it away, Joe.
This is CBC News. Good morning. I'm Pat Philpott.
Oh, hi, Pat.
We begin in Ottawa, where later this afternoon, the heads of Canada's two spy agencies, both in hot water, will be in front of the Senate's National Security and Defense Committee. The Prime Minister's National Security Advisor has also been called to appear as a witness. As CBC exclusively reported last week, documents from Edward Snowden show Canada's Electronic Spy Agency, or CSEC, used Wi-Fi at a major Canadian airport to track thousands of travelers. Conservative Senator Daniel Lang is the chair of the Senate committee.
It really comes down to these particular agencies being able to do what we ask them to do and at the same time ensure Canadians' privacy is being respected.
CSEC is supposed to focus on foreign intelligence and is not allowed to target Canadians or anyone in Canada without a judicial warrant. Bell Canada says it has been hacked and thousands of its customers are affected. The CBC's business reporter, Scott Peterson, has the details.
Small business customers by Bell, up to 22,000, have been affected. They've had their personal account information hacked into. Usernames, passwords, and 5 credit card numbers were publicly posted over the Internet over the weekend after a hacker attack. Bell's saying, in line with our strict privacy and security policies, Bell is contacting affected small business customers, has disabled all affected passwords, and has informed appropriate credit card companies, as well as law enforcement and government security officials to investigate the matter. There's this group called Null Crew taking responsibility on the Internet. They're saying that not 22,000, but 40,000 were affected, and they're disagreeing with Bell to say that they've known about this situation not just for a couple of days, but for a couple of weeks.
That's Scott Peterson reporting from Toronto. A major scam at the money transfer company Western Union has emerged, and it has bilked Canadians out of millions of dollars. Now victims and police are calling on the company to tighten its practices. Kathy Tomlinson has that story.
Parmjeet Singh's in Ontario, Sander Bonhart in BC. Both were taken by a scam made possible, police say, by Western Union agents who either dropped the ball or were in on the scam. Both victims thought they were working for a Canadian market research company, told their job was to test Western Union's money transfer system for Western Union, all a hoax. They were sent checks, told to bank them and use the money to send several transfers. Singh and Bonhart were told make up fake names for the recipients. $4,000 in all did go through. Scammers picked it up using the fake names. The scammers' initial checks then bounced, leaving the victims on the hook. Toronto police say Western Union agents have been caught not checking ID before. The company says it trains agents to stop hoaxes. It won't explain how the money got through in these cases. Kathy Tomlinson, CBC News, Vancouver.
A much-anticipated book about Rob Ford goes on sale today, and it reveals new information about the Toronto mayor's drug problems. Robin Doolittle is a Toronto Star newspaper reporter. She's the author. She says Ford's wife became deeply concerned after he became mayor and his drug use increased.
His wife, Renata, who we don't hear a lot about, met with a former addict and had this conversation saying, "We're in the public eye. I've been talking with Rob, say you're going to ruin your whole life here. We have little kids." And Rob's response to her, allegedly, is what she says, "Well, I'm not going to give up the blow, but I'll give up the pills."
You can see more of the interview with Robin Doolittle at our website, that's cbcnews.ca. Well, accusations of cheating on the campus of the University of Pristina in Kosovo have led to a standoff between police and student protesters. The alleged cheaters in this instance include the school's dean and dozens of other staff members. Students say the instructors wrongly claim they published research in journals abroad to boost their credentials at home. They say the journals cited don't exist. The dean has refused to resign and is calling for an investigation. That's the CBC News. I'm Pep Philpott.
Okay, here we go. This day in rock and roll history. Probably the most sought-after segment of the program. Everybody seems to enjoy it. All right. I guess we're going to go with today being Stompin' Tom's birthday. First one on my list. Born in 1936 in St. John, New Brunswick. Connors grew up at Skinner's Pond PEI. He started singing for a living in 1964 at the Maple Leaf Hotel in Timmins, Ontario, when he found himself broke. Yeah, had to get the money somehow. His foot stomping style was developed to keep the beat over the noise of the tavern. And you can be sure, taverns up around Sudbury and places like that were pretty loud on a Saturday night. Let's see, 1940, I can't even pronounce this guy's name. Anyway, the vocalist for the Belmonts was born on this day in 1940. Johnny Cymbal, born in 1945, Mr. Bassman. He was also Derek Cinnamon. Don't know him. Melanie was born on this day in 1947. She had a song out there called Brand New Key. Dave Davies, born on this day in 1947, guitar player for the Kinks. One of their big hits, well-respected man. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on February the 3rd. We're going to start in 1959, and that's, for many, was the day the music died, when Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper were all killed. Their plane took off a little after 1 a.m. from Clear Lake, Iowa, when a cold northeast wind gave way to a blinding snowstorm, which drastically reduced visibility. Encased in a sea of snow with only white below, pilot Roger Peterson seemed to become disorientated and flew the plane into the ground. One wing hit the frozen earth and the small plane tumbled over and over, killing three musicians and the plane's young pilot. 1962, Gene Chandler's The Duke of Earl tops the Cashbox bestsellers chart for the first of 5 weeks. 1968, the Beatles record Paul McCartney's Lady Madonna at Abbey Road Studios in just three takes. Also in 1968, the Oxford, Ohio group called the Lemon Pipers saw their only Billboard chartmaker, Green Tambourine, reach number one. And in 2004, 58-year-old saxophonist Cornelius Bumpus, formerly of the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, suffered a fatal heart attack while on a commercial flight from New York. All right, what do we got here? I think we'll try to play a little bit of Stompin' Tom here for you. I think it's his birthday. Yeah. Anyway, let's roll. Bud the Spud.
From Prince Edward Island on the east coast of Canada to Hamilton Place in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. The from Prince Edward Island, the from Prince Edward Island. Yeah, from Charlottetown or from Summerside, they load him down for the big long ride. He jumps in the cab and he's off with the fried Sebagos. He's gotta catch the boat to make Clermontine. He hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal he comes just a flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the right red mud, rolling on a highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. The from Prince Edward Island, the from Prince Edward Island. Now the Ontario Provincial Police don't think much of Bud. And the cops have been looking for the son of a gun that's been ripping the tar off the 401. They know the name when the truck shines up in the sun. Green Gables. But he hits Toronto when it's 7 o'clock. He backs her up again the terminal dock. And the boys gather round just to hear him talk about another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling on the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Take her away, boys. Now I know a lot of people from east to west that like the Spuds from the island best, cause they'll stand up to the hardest test right on the table. So when you see that big truck a-rollin' by, wave your hand or kind of wink your eye, cause that's Bud the Spud from old P.I. Well, they're big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, going on a highway smiling, because he's got another big load. The best doggone potatoes that's ever been growed. And they're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island. Thank you very much.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Drop a dime before I walk away.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, there you go. This Day in Rock and Roll History there, finishing up with the Beatles' Lady Madonna, which they recorded in just three takes on this day in 1968. We also heard, Lemon Pipers there with Green Tambourine. That one also going to number one in 1968. And we played a little Stompin' Tom there, Bud the Spud. We think it's Tom's birthday today, not totally sure on that, but born in Skinner's Pond. Or no, I grew up in Skinner's Pond. Was born in St. John, New Brunswick. And what else did we have? A little Melanie there with Brand New Key. Stay tuned again tomorrow. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. But let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we're sitting at -6. And we're supposed to go up to -4 today. And over in Vancouver, of course, it's a cloudy -3, a little chilly there. -14 and snowing in Whitehorse. -16 and snowing in Calgary. -26 and sunny in Regina. -9 and sunny in Toronto. -4 and sunny in Halifax, Fredericton. 0 with a mix of sun and cloud in Halifax, and snowing, and -4 in St. John's, Newfoundland. All right, what do we got? I mean, I know we got some more tunes lined up here, of course. What was the last one that we played there? Oh, Susie Q. Got a couple of ones that here might be a little bit different. So let's give them a try here. I think we'll start off with some Cream, Sunshine of Your Love, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
should know that I'm loving you. In a garden of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Take my
ready?
Are you ready?
Sorry for the delay.
Is
everybody ready?
Well, I've done this house, I've been to all sorts of other places in America, in New York. The first time in 3 years, the Rolling Stones! The Rolling Stones!
The greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Rolling Stones!
We go a little Rolling Stones here, Jumpin' Jack Flash, finishing things off on this last little segment here before our album highlight. What do we have before that? Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower. We had the shortened singles version of Iron Butterfly and Agata DeVita, and Cream, Sunshine of Your Love, starting that segment off after this day in rock and roll history. All right, as mentioned, we've got our other segment coming up, our album or our artist highlight, which of course is brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And today I've decided to play Long John Baldry. It Ain't Easy, a couple of tunes off it. I thought I'd just pick the first few tracks and go with it. Now, this album came out in 1971 on vinyl and was well, not was, is one fine album. There's a lot of great tunes on it. And I know when things got going here with CDs, I couldn't wait for this one to come out. And it finally did. Stony Plain Records released it out of Edmonton. Holger Peterson, the producer, linked up with Long John Baldry, who was living in Canada at the time in Vancouver. So it was very nice that they got together and put this CD together. Of course, I had to buy it. So let's start off with the famous intro, the conditional discharge, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You know, I remember a few years ago, some funny things used to happen to me. About 1956, 57. At that time, there was no blues scene or not really any kind of scene in London. And I used to go out and play my guitar in the streets and sing things with a passing the hat round. I remember one particular night, I was playing my guitar in a little alleyway just off of Water Street in Soho. And I got busted by the police. And this policeman came up and dragged me and my guitar and my hat full of pennies off to the police station. Anyway, the next day, I had to appear in Marlborough Street Police Court. And it was quite a day. Police officer giving his evidence. I was proceeding in a southerly direction, my lord, when I heard strange sounds coming from a Wardour Place, my lord. A sort of boogie-woogie music was being played. On further investigation, I saw the defendant standing there with a guitar and an old hat on the floor collecting pennies. Well, I decided that he was contravening a breach of the peace there, as there was a traffic jam about 5 miles long down Wardour Street, wondering what all the fuss was about. So then I arrested the defendant. Just one moment, officer. What is this boogie-woogie music here you were talking about? Oh, well, my lord, said the officer, getting out his notebook, obviously been doing up his homework, is a kind of jazz rhythm music peculiar to the American Negro. Oh, what was the defendant doing playing this kind of music there in Wardour Street? Anyway, I got off with a caution. A year's conditional discharge. But I'll always remember that policeman and his boogie-woogie. So don't try to lay no boogie-woogie on the king of rock and roll.
Stop. you're late 45, but your head's in 53. You got what it takes, keep their heads a spinning down by the old red shack. But you come on just like a fool, grinning in the back of a red Cadillac. You can't come across the Abbeville Bridge until you pay the toll.
Listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
Same thing. can take you to the end. It can take you up, oh Lord. Let's down. Satisfaction. Tell me who is satisfied. Would you take it and see holy loud deep down inside? That you hold that deep inside, Lord. And she bites you with her tooth. And the woman, oh woman, oh Lord, she can give you some relief.
Well, there you go. Long John Baldry wrapping things up here for today's morning show. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. Much appreciated. And just wanted to give a big thanks out there for Golden Treasures for the sponsorship of the album and artist highlight, which we listen to in the mornings here at about quarter to the hour. And, of course, Golden Treasures, the nicest looking building in all of downtown. Of course, they have their new signs up now. Things are looking mighty fine. And what do we got here? Just a reminder, it's a brand new week, so that means we got a brand new schedule of the Hot Chicken and LP show posted on the website, theskr.com. Today we're going to be listening to the full album of 5440's Smiling Buddha Cabaret that comes on at noon. And every day, 7 days a week, we play a brand new album, the full thing for you. And hopefully you enjoy that. Anyways, that's it. So we're going to sign off here for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. We'll have a news update. And then what we'll do is be back with regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio, 24/7. Yep. Stay tuned in. See you on the flip side.
This is CBC News. Good morning. I'm Pat Philpott.